This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. We're sharing with you a sensible list, which I think is real. I buy this list of rules for a boyfriend, which, by the way, could have been written by a man. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not saying that only women are likely to be this controlling. We've actually seen a real-life example of a male with a relationship contract within the Libertarian Party that he had a girlfriend sign that also had restrictions. I don't remember what they were, but there were some restrictive details in there. Pieces? What's a good terms? I guess terms is a good word.
Terms and conditions.
So we're going to get back into this list of 20-something rules of things you are not allowed to do if you are in a relationship with this girl. Now, we don't know who she is, but she could very well be somebody you know. In fact, she sounds a lot like my first girlfriend. Anyway, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
By the way, check out liberty.menu. If you're a liberty-minded person, you care about freedom, and you want other people to find your business, the thing that you do, if you want other libertarians to find your business, whether it's in real life or a online business, go to liberty.menu and add your listings there. It's free to do, so why not? Go to liberty.menu, use code FTL, you can get yourself a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't really give you a discount because it's free, so head on over to liberty.menu, although there are some things you can pay for upgrades on, which you might want to check out. Liberty.menu, it's a great site. Highly recommend it. I use it. Daryl, you use it.
Yes.
You use it a lot, actually.
A lot.
More so than I do. But I think I'm still in the top 20 users there. Liberty.menu. Get on over there. As we continue here with the list, if you want to weigh in, if you've had a relationship, you can relate to this. Maybe you were this girl, or you still are, and you want to defend these rules, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So far, I only agree with number 8.
I now have the non-numbered list in front of me.
Oh, okay. That's the one Mo is not to hang out with us every time we hang out.
What do you got against Mo?
I don't know, but he just sounds like a jerk.
How do you know it's a he?
Could be a girl. It's just you want to have some alone time.
M-O, I think, is a female Mo. I feel like M-O is more likely to be a female Mo instead of M-O-E, which is more like, you know, the Three Stooges.
But I do agree that, you know, sometimes you just want alone time.
Indeed.
I also don't have faith in the list writer's spelling abilities, so it could be either.
So let's go on. Here is more from this list of things you are not allowed to do, including, she says here, oh no, so here's a rule that she's allowed to do. Okay, so far it's been you're not to do this, that, or the other thing, like hang out with women, hang out with your friends more than twice a week, drink without having me around. Here's one. I'm allowed to do a phone check whenever I please. And we were talking about that a moment ago where this is a very invasive thing. Now, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody, to some extent, there's a value to being able to share everything with that person. But there's also some value to the partner respecting your privacy, right? So it's kind of a tough line to draw for some people.
And then there's also the whole thing of trust.
Right. Where you trust your partner, which means that you let them have their privacy, but at the same time, I can understand the desire for somebody to want total openness as well. I can understand that.
If you feel that you need to be able to do random checks of your partner's phone, there's something fundamentally wrong with the relationship.
You don't trust your partner.
Yeah, it's that. You know, you're already gone beyond the breaking point there, where you're now having to do like random checks on their devices.
You're a prison guard at that point.
Yeah, and it's like, I could understand if it's like a married couple and they have children and they're trying to make it work because they have kids together and there's like a history of infidelity and they're, you know, going to counseling and rebuilding trust. But in any other normal relationship, if you're demanding to like randomly check up on your partner like that, you know, you should go get therapy, or there's some history there that means that this is not a working relationship.
There's a few more rules here. If we move in, she says, I think she means in together, there are to never ever be girls at our house. Now, I'm looking at the purported original of this document. I had started with the Fox News version. This is the Daily Mirror, and they actually have a photograph of what is purported the original document that was found in a car at a used car dealership when the person bought the car. And so I can now see all the underlined words, and apparently there's additions, addendums, if you will, sort of written to the sides of some of these. This one says, no, next to it. And like earlier on when there's the rule about not asking for head, that one says, naughty, naughty, written next to it. Anyway, going on here.
Now, we don't know if the addendums were added by one of the parties or by the person that found this in the car.
Purportedly, I'm going to guess that it was the girl because it's done in pink pen in a lot of cases or purple pen.
All right.
There's like different colors, so it's a very girly kind of thing to use different colors, right? To use any kind of pink color would be a girly indicator.
Right.
But to use multiple colors, the way the writing is, it looks girly.
All right.
Anyway, going on here. If we move in together, your friends will rarely be allowed over. With rarely capitalized and underlined. So she really does not want this guy to spend much time at all with his friends. There was provisions earlier about specific friends he's not ever to talk to at all.
Yep.
There was provisions earlier about you cannot hang out with the friends you're allowed to hang out with more than twice a week. And just in general, if we move in together, she says your friends will rarely be allowed over. She says further, another point here, if I catch you around girls, I kill you. And that's underlined with a smiley face. Next to it. And then lay over.
Oh, see, she's joking because there's a smiley face. I'm not actually going to kill you. No. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, I am.
I'm just going to make you long for death.
And then and then written next to that and underlined, it says, sorry, Buster. Going on. Says here, you are not to ditch me for your friends. Another one. Austin does not control when I hang out with you. That's in all caps there. Never, she adds in handwriting next to it. So I presume, again, that's another friend of his, Austin.
Or maybe they lived in Austin and she thought that, you know, like the city council was going to pass a zoning ordinance or something.
Going on, we are to go on a legit date, underlined, once every 2 weeks at least.
All right.
Now, that's, you know, some couples feel like they need to keep the flame alive, so to speak, go out on a date. But if it's obligated, then it's not really the same, right? Like,
right.
If you're doing it out of obligation versus, oh, I'd like to invite my girlfriend out to something because it's special or it's an occasion of some sort. No, instead it's just at least every 2 weeks we have to do this at a minimum.
Yeah.
It kind of takes the fun out of it. It kind of takes the, you know, it creates expectations that are just, this is not a good relationship, ladies and
gentlemen.
Right,
and now I know
there.
Why the guy drinks or wants to drink, and she's saying that he can't.
Three more.
Yeah. I think Daryl and I are actually going on our first real date tomorrow.
Yeah,
where are you going?
We kind of did things backwards. Like, I shacked up with him before he took me out to dinner.
I've had that happen in my life, too. Where are y'all going, can I ask?
So I just thought, Tuesday nights I have running club.
Right.
I was like, here's the rough time of when the run ends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to meet me down there? And
at the running club.
Yeah. It's at a local restaurant.
I see.
That, you know, is affiliated with the club.
Is it a date when you go out to a running
it's a
club?
Thing?
Yeah, no, I don't know if that's a date.
After the run... We'll have supper
with the running club.
Some of them might be there.
I think it has to be, unless it's a double date, Daryl, it has to be an alone thing.
Yeah.
Right? So
we can get our own booth.
Okay.
No, I can meet your friends. But
that's
we still haven't had a real date. We just sort of skipped
that. It'll happen.
Okay. Now, here's another one for you. Three more rules remaining here on this list. If I say jump, you say, quote, how high, princess, unquote.
I don't think so.
That's another clue, guys. If she calls herself a princess, that's a sign you might want to keep away from her.
Well, I mean, maybe it's like they're kink, they're into role-playing, who knows?
Do you know anybody like that? I mean, I'm sure there's somebody that's like that out there, but most of the time it's like, I'm a princess, I need to be treated like a princess.
Oh, there's whole websites for people who are into that.
Yeah. Next one here. You are to make sure that you tell me you love me once a day, once it's circled, at least so I know you're not messing around. And we'll give you the final one here. The final,
I love you, Ian.
The final...
that's the one time today.
The final rule
tomorrow.
Coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. Because there's nothing like an obligated I love you, right?
Yeah.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Invited to join us right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you. Have you ever been in one of these super controlling relationships? And again, it's not necessarily just the woman who's going to create a list of ridiculous, outrageous rules like this. But in this case, that's what has happened. And some of these rules will probably ring a bell or have been ringing bells for people who've been in relationships with very controlling, insecure people who feel like they can just force their way into a good relationship. And I'm sorry, I just don't think that these rules are made for a happy relationship. And that this relationship is likely not going to get better once the rules are imposed. It's just a matter of how many days will it last? How many more weeks will it continue?
Well, is rule number 22, you can't break up with me because of all of these stupid rules?
No, that one's not in here, but the final rule, and by the way, I will post these on our social media, so Twitter and Mastodon, but not Facebook because I'm not on Facebook anymore, and Mark didn't want us posting on there or something like that.
He didn't want Show Prep posted on there because reasons.
Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, if you follow us on toot.freetalklive.com, that's our Mastodon feed, twitter.freetalklive.com will take you to our Twitter page, and then also, let's see, we've got a Telegram channel as well. You can just follow the post directly from our Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. So one of those three methods will get you our Show Prep when we share it with you. And so the final item here, on the list of rules for being in a relationship with this princess is you are to never take longer than 10 minutes to text me back.
That's crazy.
So if you're asleep,
yeah,
and, you know, she's not there, maybe she's on, you know, some work trip or something like that, and you've gone to bed, well, you better have that alarm real loud on your notification real loud on your phone so you can get back to her.
I don't even have notifications on my phone, period. Like, it goes off for tornadoes and your Uber is here. And
but you could be having sex with somebody else if you don't text back every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or you could be shopping at Aldi and
checking out or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you want to see the full list, we'll post them on our social media. And again, if you want to weigh in here, maybe you can relate to this. You've been in a terrible relationship like this. I can relate to this. I never actually had any kind of list of rules like this. Even my most controlling relationship was nowhere near this bad. It might have had like two or three or something like that out of the 22 rules. It was the first one that I've had. And of course, the thing about relationships is, you know, the more you have, the more you learn what you don't want. Right? Like when you get together with somebody and it doesn't work out for whatever reason, well, usually that's a learning experience. And then you can take that, what you learned about what you can handle and what you can't. Because ultimately, everybody's crazy, right? Like, you know, people say, bitches be crazy or whatever. Well, and I'm pretty sure the guys are crazy, too.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't sleep with them, so I don't know, you know, how crazy the guys are. I bet if I started sleeping
You've
with guys...
You've had gay roommates, though.
That's true, but I didn't sleep with them.
Right, but you witnessed how crazy they were.
No, I don't think I would have known how half of how crazy they were. Because unless you're actually in the relationship, you don't really get to witness the crazy.
Oh, you don't see the full crazy, but right, you get to see part of the crazy.
You know, I didn't really know what they were doing because they generally weren't with whoever their relationship was while they were living with me, because kind of we're in their own room, and like every now and then they might bring somebody in there, but I didn't know what was going on. It was none of my business. So, yeah, you don't really get to understand a crazy relationship until you've been in one. I mean, you can see it from the outside, especially right, if it's starting to boil over into the person's life. Like, you know, she's saying here you can't hang out with your friends except for a couple times a week maximum.
Right.
They're not allowed to hang out over at our house and, you know, all these rules. So if she all of a sudden shows up at the bar and starts, you know, shrieking because you're hanging out with your friends, well, then, yeah, you know this person's in a crazy relationship beyond if they're just complaining about it.
Right.
But normally all you end up hearing is one side, which is to say one side complaining about the other side.
You have to find somebody who's crazy in a way that's compatible with your crazy.
Exactly.
Yes.
That is the key. Somebody that you can love and, you know, appreciate their special brand of crazy.
Yes, right? Or because you both have it.
Or you can just tolerate it, right? Like that it's right, still... But we actually had a guy in the chat room saying that he would put up with worse than this. Like, we just went through some of the most restrictive, controlling rules that you could possibly imagine. And there's somebody in the chat room who basically said, yeah, if I were attracted to the girl enough, I'd put up with even more than this. And it's like, really?
I get to tell you exactly what to wear. I get to tell you exactly what to eat, when to eat, where to eat, how to eat.
Okay, some people, you know, as I said, there's whole websites dedicated to this. Some people, that's their thing.
Like submission, yes. Like total submission?
Yeah, like, yes. You know, 24/7 total power exchange relationships. Like,
wow. Hey, yeah, whatever like floats that. Your boat, you know? But to me, like, no, thank you. I like having a relationship where you come in as equals and one person isn't trying to put a bunch of rules and controls over the other person.
Right.
There's some sort of crazy power imbalance here. Because this girl's got some issues, right? She's got some serious insecurity issues. Now, maybe some bad things have happened to her in the past. Maybe
right.
somebody's cheated on her, or more than one person has cheated on her, and that sucks.
She needs therapy, you know, not...
I'm wondering if this is just page one of a multi-page document, and the rest of the pages somehow got lost.
Okay, I'm going to say it's not, because what I'm looking at here on the picture of the document, there is a fold at the very bottom, so like this takes up the whole page, basically, the 20-something rules. At the very bottom, maybe about an inch or maybe an inch and a half, is folded up, and you can't actually see. I think they did it to obscure the person's signatures, because you can see a little, you know, like a little swirl of what appears to be a signature popping out from that.
Okay.
So I believe this was a one-page document with a signature, maybe more than one signature down at the bottom from the parties involved. So, again, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And don't forget, if you're on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, you do need to have your microphone unmuted if you want to get on the air with us. Now, we do have Turd Ferguson. He has unmuted his mic, so I'm going to presume he's there. Turd Ferguson, are you with us?
Yes, Ian, can you hear me? How's my audio?
We got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just a couple things real quick. I'm not digging the list as far as the commands from it appears to be a young lady, but I got to say, it sounds awfully lot like the Adam Kokesh incident. Now, I didn't hear all of it, but there was an incident in 2016 where I guess Macy Tomlin went live on her Facebook and denounced Adam Kokesh publicly for making it something similar to what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah, we actually opened the show. I didn't mention his name, but
there's been thinly veiled references to that all night.
When we first opened up the show, we did mention that this isn't necessarily just a woman's thing. Yeah, there can absolutely be men who come up with very controlling things. If you had more to say, Turd, you can hang on. We'll continue with you here in just a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Insecure people lashing out at their partner. It's Free Talk Live.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is new information about the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Reports the Saudis prepare to admit he's been killed, possibly by accident, during an interrogation at the consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Turkish authorities finally get into the building 13 days after the Washington Post reporter disappears.
We're going to do a lot, and we're doing a lot for Florida. We're now going to Georgia. Georgia was hit very hard.
In other news, President Trump and First Lady Melania, along with Florida Governor, Republican Republican Rick Scott, visiting areas in Florida and Georgia hit hard by Hurricane Michael. Damage catastrophic and expected to total in the billions.
They say 50 years ago there was one that had this kind of power. 50 years ago, that's a long time.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the NASDAQ down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Got plenty of time for you if you want to jump on the lines here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Vaginatarian is in our chat room right now. She's shocked that the girlfriend, former girlfriend of Adam Kokesh would sign a similar relationship agreement. We are talking about ridiculous, restrictive relationship rules being imposed upon people. I didn't mention his name at the beginning of the show because I didn't think it was relevant, but somebody just called in about it. And you can call in about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. It is open phones. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
Don't forget about the Blink Home Security System. Trying to check up on your partner? You can install the Blink Home Security System because any old time you want to, you can actually activate the system. And you can watch what's going on. Now, of course, the intention is to actually protect your family and protect your property with these motion-activated HD cameras that are wireless. So it's super easy to set this up. You unbox it, you pop the batteries in, and those are, by the way, good to last 2 years. Put the batteries in and put the cameras up wherever it is you want them. And then you'll get notices on your smartphone whenever it is something happens in front of the camera during the time frames you specify. So you get to set it up. It's all done wirelessly. It's super easy to do. And it's also really affordable, which is amazing. You can get three Blink cameras. Their normal price is actually really good. But you'll save an extra 15% by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And once you get these cameras installed, there's no contracts. There's no subscription service. You pay for the cameras, install them, and you're done. The service just runs at that point. Blink is an Amazon company, and Blink does work with Alexa. So check them out, blinkprotect.com/FTL. We're back with Turd Ferguson. He's on the line with us on our Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, well, I was just talking about Adam Kokesh and his abuse, his emotionally abusive relationship with Macy Tomlin. And this seems similar in some ways, although I got to say, I think, and I hope I'm not clipping right now. Hold on.
You're fine. I'd let you know if there was a problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a clip light over here. I was going to say that I think Adam Kokesh's contract, though, that he wrote was a lot worse than because, I mean, I've got it pulled up here on the screen. I can just give you a short rundown of some of the stuff that this says. It says, benefactress will hereby perform administrative tasks for up to but not limited to 6 hours daily. Tasks that are completed will be checked off a to-do list compiled of both written responsibilities for benefactress and recipient. And it goes on.
It sounds like he had hired her to be an assistant, basically.
More like a slave assistant. Yeah. Here's one that says benefactress will hereby create a positive living environment which extends to cleanliness, enthusiasm, open-mindedness, and initiating sexual acts with recipient.
Now, what is this? Somebody claimed in the chat room that she wrote it. Is that true?
I think Adam Kokesh threatened her
You think it was at his behest?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen the video of Macy Tomlin, of her describing this, but
yeah, came out a few years ago, and I think we did cover it on the air. It was one of those things we just couldn't avoid because people wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was sobbing in the video, and then, like, she made a video later apologizing about it, but you know that her first video was what she really thought about the
situation. Well, they did seem to have patched things up, but I could be wrong about that. I mean, they were at the same Anarchapulco together shortly after this.
That could be true, but look, Adam, I'm going to say that we should not be voting for Adam Kokesh for 2020. I'll just throw that in there as well.
Well, okay, so that's, you're referencing the idea that Kokesh is going to be throwing his hat in for the Libertarian Party presidential nomination and is already intending to do that. I don't know at what point he can officially do that. Same year?
Whenever.
So he could do it now, or he doesn't have to wait until...
Didn't somebody start running in 2006 for 2016?
There have been people. Running right now for like 2036.
Really?
Jeez.
All right. Well, I guess he's officially already thrown his hat in. I mean, who else is running?
But he's also saying that he's running for not president, and he's already not president. So, like, hasn't he won?
Right, but he wants to get the nomination by the Libertarian Party.
Right. I've heard that McAfee has thrown in Kim Ruff, who was my campaign manager. She's thrown in.
Oh, really?
That Ben Letter guy said that he was running.
Okay.
But I also found out that he only announced that he was running after he got noted for Congress, meaning that none of the above was the official Libertarian nominee instead of him.
Yikes.
Vermin Supreme is running.
Oh, is?
Oh, man. Awesome. I thought he was going to team up with McAfee.
That'd be great.
I think McAfee made some kind of post about it.
Yeah. But
that's a teaser.
Babar and War wound up being right. Yeah. Babar, the elephant that came into the
Big
Ten. Don't
insult elephants like that.
Well, there's also the cartoon elephant named Babar.
Yeah. Leave that poor elephant alone. Yeah.
So when Barr and Root, they were both originally running for the presidential nomination and then became the presidential vice presidential ticket.
So Root stepped down from running for president and then...
Because they made a pact. Hey, I've got more votes, you step down, I'll throw my support behind you for vice president, and then we'll wind up, you know, changing the Libertarian Party to mean conservative or something.
So, who are you throwing your support behind, Turd Ferguson? Have you decided at this point, or are you waiting for the debates?
Well, I mean, I'll wait for the debates, but, you know, I wouldn't mind John McAfee. He's probably the best choice out of all of them. I'd really prefer Peter Schiff. I think he'd be fantastic.
Oh,
he knows a ton about economics.
Is that guy even a libertarian?
Yeah, he's a libertarian. Yeah, he's just not big on cryptocurrency.
I also don't think he's a member of the party. Who's the dude from Overstock that I've
Patrick
heard?
Patrick Byrne.
Yeah, I've heard there are people trying to recruit him to join the party and then run.
Seems to be principled, or at least seems to have some sort of grasp. McAfee may not be the most principled candidate, but then again, he'd still be better than every candidate we've had since, basically 2004. So
I certainly will not vote for Bill Weld.
Uh-oh.
Jackie is going to throw down.
I'm being baited again.
Hey, look.
So what's wrong with Bill Weld?
Look, I voted for Gary Johnson. I'll just never vote for Bill Weld. But,
really?
But hey, on another note, real quick, I posted in the Discord earlier a picture of a lie that I caught James Whittakind in. He says that he had a friend that died on Flight 7.
He had a friend.
Really care.
I mean, I'm sorry to say, you called in previously about James, and I don't think it's fair. I mean, look, you can say what you want, but I don't think it's fair to call in about the one guy who can't actually call to respond. I mean, I'm going to say that. Okay, it's just not fair. We know he's a liar. I mean, we've seen that before, but whatever. Who cares? Thanks for the call tonight, Turd. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855. And I believe that he's got evidence that that he told a lie. Just, you know, our audience doesn't even...
Right.
You know, it's not relevant. If you want to see that, join the chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. As we go to Greg in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey. A few days ago, I was Greg from Miami because I was traveling.
Oh,
I'm
all right.
Back. I'm back, baby.
Welcome back.
So I wanted to sort of – that's right. That's right. JD's back. So I'd like to kind of switch gears and just talk about climate change.
All right.
Basically, I wanted to ask if you guys and gals would support – the use of force in order to do things like protect the children of the future generation from, you know, things like death and bad health and huge CO2 concentrations in the air, which cause a drop in IQ and lots of other stuff like that. Isn't that harm? But at the same time, it's the people maybe don't exist yet. So would force be justified in this case? Because I feel that harm to future generations is actually something the government should be able to do, and like carbon credits and invest in solar, et cetera, because at the end of the day, I don't want to wait until the planet's ruined, because at that point, court systems are just not, you know, fast enough. It's already done.
It's an interesting and fairly deep topic. We'll see if we can address it coming up here. Hang on, Greg. We'll bring you back for that here. Greg's concerned about the environment. Is protecting it ostensibly worth using aggressive force against people? Preemptive force.
Right. It's what some people refer to as harm reduction.
All right. There's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you if you get on the line with us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal. Hey, we're supposed to do this, like, Liberty Dollar thing, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we got to tell you about this, which it's pretty exciting. Liberty Dollar is back. And it's not the way it used to be. Now, I'm an old-school Liberty Dollar guy, and Jackie, you didn't even know what it was. Liberty Dollar was the world's, or America's most popular alternative currency. It started in the late 1990s, and it made it through about 2007, until the federal government raided their offices and raided their vault where the silver was stored, basically silver-backed warehouse receipts and actual pieces of silver. That's what the original Liberty Dollar was. They came after its founder, Bernard von Notthaus, and they charged him with a bunch of BS, like counterfeiting, which was ridiculous. I mean, the charges were just ridiculous on their face. But regardless, they ended up getting a conviction, even though it was nonsense by this pathetic jury. And so I was really happy to see when Bernard sent out an email over this, I think it was during the summer or earlier this summer, sent out an email announcing that his son, whose name is Extra, has now founded Liberty Dollar 2, which is going to be a crypto token, cryptocurrency. And they're starting out with a limited edition, what they're calling the LD20 token. And there are 10,000 of these things available. It's sort of similar. So if you remember the Liberty Dollar, it's going to feel somewhat similar. Every token, sort of like the old warehouse receipts, every token is backed by an ounce of silver. So unlike, let's say, most cryptocurrencies, the 99.9% of them, which have no backing whatsoever, the Liberty Dollar 2 is absolutely going to have a gorgeous 0.999 fine silver round backing it, just like the original Liberty Dollar was famous for. And we're giving away 10 of these. Now, we've been doing some giveaways recently of cryptocurrency, but no prize like this.
Right.
What's an ounce of silver worth these days? Under 20 bucks?
Right, but...
But...
Yeah.
The Liberty Dollar 2 is actually going for $35 for one of these things in the pre-sale. So if you go to ld2coin.io, you can learn a lot more about this. You can read the white paper. You can buy them, obviously, if you'd like to do that. They would love to sell you some silver, and I would recommend it because I know that the Liberty Dollar...
They're not selling the silver. They're selling the token, and the tokens are redeemable.
That's true. That's true. So you decide whether or not you want to hold on to the token and trade it, or maybe cash it in and get the silver out of it. It's up to you. But you can enter this contest to win 10 of these things, a $350 value. Send an email to contest@freetalklive.com. Put LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. Now, to enter, send an email to contest@freetalklive.com. Put LD2 in the subject line and include a number. I presume also in the subject line include a number. It's not clear, but I presume that
Mark didn't specify where he wants the number. Yeah. Mark is handling this contest.
As long as the number is included somewhere.
Yes.
I'd recommend the subject line. That way you can just glance at it and not have to open it. The winner will be selected on November 5th, so we are less than a month away from this. This is the first time we're announcing it. In the event of a tie, the prize will be split. Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up a wallet to receive your prize. Find out more at ld2coin.io. I've read the white paper on this. I don't read white papers generally, but I actually looked at this one because I was really curious about it. I'm a fan of the Liberty Dollar. I love the original, and I think it's so cool that they're combining that concept with cryptocurrency. So, ld2coin.io. Learn more there. We continue. We'll take more of your calls here. Greg is still on the line in New York. Greg, you'd brought up concerns about the environment. You'd asked a question about, is it appropriate to use aggressive force in the theory that you're going to help people not get hurt by bad environmental pollutants and that sort of thing in the future. I'm trying to sum that up. Jackie, I know you wanted to weigh in on this before we continue, so please.
Yeah, so you're bringing up a question that's really complicated from both an economic standpoint, a regulatory standpoint, an ethical standpoint, which is how do we discount the value of human lives? And just starting with placing a value on human lives to begin with is controversial, but it is something that we do when calculating the cost versus benefits of various environmental regulations or other safety regulations. It's calculated when people are awarded, damages and wrongful death suits. And normally when we calculate the future value of something, we apply a discount rate to it in which we say, okay, something that's coming in the future is not worth as much as if we had it right now. And so some people want to apply that same principle to future lives. Other people argue you can't do that because as we see with rising healthcare costs, people are willing to pay more and more to extend their lives over time. People are going to be richer in the future, and should we be considering perhaps their lives will be relatively worth more than they are now, and if we discount them, we're undervaluing them.
Right. Well, I wouldn't, first of all, I wouldn't apply necessarily an additive calculus to this because in the future you could have an exponential, let's say, population explosion. Are you going to multiply it by trillions of lives or, you know, that's one thing. But the other thing the main thing I wanted to say is this. At first you think libertarians just have sort of one hammer for every nail, which is, oh, if you get harmed, then you go to court and then you get damaged. But the thing is, if you look more nuancedly, sometimes you don't have, you haven't been harmed yet, right? But it's a sure thing if we pollute the planet, if we create a runaway greenhouse effect and everybody dies. It doesn't matter at that point if the court awards damages. So that's what I'm saying. It's more of a global problem. What do
exactly.
you do at that point?
It's also difficult with, you know, sort of the knee-jerk libertarian response of, you know, go sue them is the difference between point source and non-point source solution. So point source solution, you can see where it's coming from. Like that factory over there is spewing out all this nasty gas and it's making me sick and I'm going to sue them. A lot of forms of pollution, like water pollution, are called non-point source pollution in that it's in the environment, but you don't know exactly where it's coming from. Maybe it's a whole bunch of individuals using a particular fertilizer on their lawn, and it's running off into this lake that's, you know, farther down, you know, downstream from them. And do you trace it back to every single homeowner and figure out exactly how much of this chemical they use? Do you?
That's not really difficult.
Yeah, so you can't just have
that
sue them.
Suppose we know exactly what we could do. things like, for example, mandate that there be electric cars on the road by a certain time, carbon credits, making sure that we, you know, just like we did with the Toronto protocol, and we curbed the CFCs, and the whole ozone layer is now repaired.
So here's the difference between being a utilitarian and a principled person when it comes to being a libertarian. That is, all the fear about what might happen, I don't care, because it's never a justification to use aggressive violence against my neighbors.
Even if humanity dies? Even if the whole human race
dies? It's total fear-mongering. It's total fear-mongering, and I'm not worried about humanity dying off. Humanity's pretty resilient. We've managed to figure out how to get this far, and the idea that we need to have this old artifice of the state around to somehow protect humanity, when in point of fact the state is absolutely the greatest threat to humanity on the planet, you know, it seems so contradictory to
me. And, you know, one of the things that if you go back and you look through history of most genocides, it was always for the greater good.
According to somebody, somebody in charge.
Right, that's why I use the air quotes that you could see and people watching on the Twitch could see. You know, there's always...
Who decides?
For the greater good, the people that are doing the genociding.
How do you deal with the tragedy of the unmanaged commons if no one manages the atmosphere? No one owns it. How do you deal with it?
The economic solution would be, you know, you're talking about a market externality, and as much as possible, you want to internalize the externality. So one proposed solution for something like air pollution would be a cap and trade policy, where you figure out how much of the pollutant the environment can sustain, and then companies have to bid on the right to pollute that much. So you turn the air, you turn, you know, the allowable pollution into...
Who runs the auction?
Yeah, see, this does require a state, but otherwise we would all just
buy it. I don't buy that the state is a steward of the environment, is a good steward of the environment. All the evidence points to the opposite. I mean, if you look at the state polluting, you can find the military is a tremendous polluter. You can find the state...
There was the instance just a couple of years ago where the EPA wound up cracking something open and it polluted a river.
Yeah.
I mean, and they blamed the free market.
Yeah, there's so many different examples of this. Greg, thank you for the call tonight. I mean, you're talking about asking the fox to guard the hen house here. Sorry, don't buy it. Aggressive force always creates unintended consequences every single time, no matter what the good intentions might be of the people who create the program. We've seen it over and over again. Don't forget, we got more Free Talk Live every single night. You can join us online between now and the next time over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget about our Discord chat as well at discord.lrn.fm.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.